This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were staying at a notoriously haunted hotel. So who was the man in the hat and the lady in white?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call in at 855-853-4802. Write them in if you want to, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And my sister, Kathy Gordon, is here today. Happy Friday.
I know. Yay. I love Fridays. Fridays are my favorite day of the week. I always think everybody's either a Friday or Saturday person. And there's not a right or wrong. I just like Fridays. There's something about Friday, even though I go to work. It's just exciting. It's like, yay, you know?
Yeah.
There's something about the anticipation of a great weekend or something. I don't know. But I was going to ask you, what do you think is the most haunted hotel in America? Because I think a lot of people jump to the Crescent in Eureka Springs. Or maybe in Colorado, what, the Stanley?
Mm-hmm.
But the other day I was online and I noticed people were saying they thought the Congress Hotel in Chicago.
They say it is the most haunted hotel in Chicago, for sure.
And some people, what they were saying, they thought it was the most haunted hotel in the United States was the Congress.
Because Kathy and I kind of stayed there once. And,
we
nothing happened. I know. It was funny because I didn't know anything about the Congress Hotel. It was just a really good price, so we booked it. And then we get there, it's like, holy shit, like they have this beautiful gold room or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just kind of wandering through all these
areas.
It's
incredible. But it definitely, I picked up on the vibe, the haunted vibe. Mm-hmm. Of the hotel. But honestly, the reason I don't think we had any activity, because I was so pissed off the whole time we were there that nothing could get in. But that's because I got my purse stolen.
That was pretty crappy.
That was really crappy. We go out to have some fun and my friend managed a really nice restaurant. We went there and we're having drinks and appetizers maybe. And somebody literally walked by the back of my chair and took it off my chair. while we were all sitting at the table.
Public service announcement, people, don't leave any personal items on the hooked on the back of your chair.
Yeah, because originally I'd put down, like you should, I put down my purse and then my coat over it. That would have been acceptable. Then I wanted my phone, so I got my phone out of my purse and I just put my purse back on my chair. And they literally, mm-hmm. while I was in my chair, they walked mm-hmm. by and took my purse.
Yep.
And it just threw a wrench into the whole rest of the weekend. But thank
God. It really
God,
did. It's just drove. A nightmare. You know, it is just a nightmare. But we made it. But
we stayed at the Congress Hotel. And yes. because they had really cheap valet parking, we're like, here, valet park the car, because we had driven my car to Chicago. And so we had the keys, which was good. I'd gotten my phone out, so I had my phone, so that was good. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. didn't fly, so that was good, because that would have been hard getting on a flight without an ID.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some good things that happened.
Like if it had to be stolen, that wasn't a too bad of a time. But what would you say in all of your, you know, interviews and listening to stories? Which one do you think, do you see a hotel that's come up the most? Or maybe even had, you felt like, just seemed to have the scariest story you'd heard?
I think the one I definitely hear the most about is the Crescent in Eureka Springs.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I haven't had anybody share a Congress Hotel, Congress Plaza Hotel, isn't it? Can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. I haven't had anyone share a story about that hotel, but I did talk about it on an episode of the Grave Talks with our friend Tony, not Tony Bruschi, but a tour guide in Chicago who...
He's really good.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's so many of them. I had one yesterday about a hotel, episode I did for the Grave Talks called the Copper Queen Hotel. It's in Bisbee, Arizona. A haunted little town, kind of reminds me of Eureka Springs, very haunted hotel, which was interesting to talk to her about that. So there's just so many of them, because when you think back, you know, the Congress has been there for so long. And a lot of mm-hmm. hotels at one time maybe was built as a hotel, then became a hospital or a sanatorium or, you know, mm-hmm. there's some
boarding house where people just live, mm-hmm. apartments or something.
So a lot of them have very interesting histories. Mm-hmm. Then you just think about all the comings and goings out of a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this one today, this story that we've got, is pretty interesting because it is about a hotel in Illinois. And I think, and I don't know if this is correct. Google this, would you? Okawville, Illinois. Okawville. Okawville, am I saying that right?
Oh, yeah, I see. It's a small town, population of about 1,400.
And so this says...
It looks like Okawville.
Okawville. Okay, so the story is, my name is Jess. I would like to start off by saying I discovered your podcast this week and have been obsessed ever since. So for a whole week, congratulations. Thank you. My story has to do with a paranormal investigation that my friend and I went to a few months ago at a haunted hotel in Okawville, Illinois, called the Original Mineral Springs Hotel. I knew from research that places within mineral water or something of that nature could attract more spirits and more activity due to the spirits gaining energy from the minerals. So I went in expecting something to happen, but not as much as we experienced. As soon as you walk into the hotel, you get overwhelmed with a creepy feeling of nostalgia because of how old it looks. We ended up finding out that our room we had gotten for the investigation was in the part of the hotel that had not been renovated and was part of the old construction. That became more apparent as we got closer to the room. As soon as we walked up to the third floor, my friend and I commented that we both felt extremely dizzy and heavy when we were on that floor. Our room was pretty creepy. There were pictures of hats on the wall and hats hung up on the walls as well. What is the deal with hats in that room? That's kind of a weird decoration. Pictures of hats and hats on the wall.
Hats and, yeah, the hat room.
It's kind of odd. This was pretty creepy because one of the most notorious ghosts of that area, the Lady in White, is known to be wearing a large hat. After doing a dinner briefing with the rest of the paranormal investigators, my friend and I decided to take a dip in the pool. The pool is indoors and is placed in the middle of the hotel. It was about 9 o'clock or so, and we were talking and waiting in the pool when a dark-haired man wearing steampunk-esque clothes and a top hat walked from the kitchen area on the left of the pool and went into where the mineral springs baths are located to the right of the pool. I was facing in his direction and my friend was facing me, but still had a clear view of his direction. He stopped and looked at me and said, "Hello," and waved, then continued walking. I said, "Hi," back and continued talking to my friend. I found the way he dressed super strange, but since my friend had a clear view of him, I didn't feel the need to comment on it since I assumed she had seen him as well. The way he said hello was also very strange, like in a way you might expect from someone in the 1920s to say it, almost like a vintage dialect. That kind of reminds me, you know, it's like those old-time movies where they kind of sound like they're kind of from England or someplace. It's like, "Well, Kathy," and I kind of talk exactly like this. "Why, hello." You know, just say you have this strange, affected way of talking.
Yeah.
After we got out of the pool and began our investigation, one of the places we went into was the spa room upstairs. The spa room was a large back area on the second floor that had multiple little rooms inside of it. At first, we were with a large group of about 10 other investigators, but once there, didn't seem to be too much activity, so everyone left. But my friend and I ended up going back in there. As soon as we went back in that spa area, something told me not to take a step further towards the smaller rooms. My friend went back there, and after 5 minutes of silence, she ran out saying, "Something is back there." After we made it out of the room, she finally told me that she had seen a mist that began to form into a human with arms forming first while it was trying to reach out and grab her.
Oh, my.
Good Lord. That's terrifying. We went to the first floor by the pool so she could calm down, and two other investigators came to talk to us. During the conversation, one of the other investigators said to me that they'd been waiting by the pool because they had heard that a man in a top hat normally haunted that area. As soon as they said that, my heart stopped, and I remembered the man in the top hat that had said hello to me so strangely. I also had recalled that at that time, he went into the mineral bath area. The mineral baths were closed to the public. I told him what I had seen, and I asked my friend for verification since she was looking in his direction as well. Much to my fright, she said, "What are you talking about? I didn't see anyone." I said, "You were looking right at him." She kept insisting that she saw no one walk past, let alone someone in a top hat who said hello. Needless to say, I did not sleep that night, and many other strange things occurred throughout the night as well. We also found out, after doing some research upon leaving, that there is a YouTube video of another group of investigators in the spa room explaining how a white mist was forming in front of them with arms outstretched in the same spot that my friend had seen the same thing. Rumor has it that it is the very spot that she likes to appear to people. So what do you think? Did we encounter the man in the top hat and the lady in white? Thank you for everything you guys do. That's from Jess. I'm going to say yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty creepy, that kind of reaching out for you thing.
And I like how she described him in the steampunk-esque clothing, because if you're not expecting to see a person dressed like that, you might think it's somebody dressed for the investigation and they're dressing like that. Because it's kind of cool. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, looking up this place, this sounds really good. And
as in creepy?
Good as far as hauntings, like good possibility to run into something here. Three of the owners, it says, over history have committed suicide in this hotel.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And there was a Mrs. Sheerbaum, and her husband owned it, but they think she's one of the ghosts that still haunts and walks the halls. But when they left the hotel to her son, he ended up had something to do with marital troubles, and he ended up committing suicide. And then two other that owned it after that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it would be horrific for it to happen one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
And they said there's a lot of apparition sightings. And then a lot of people feel just super creeped out in particular places. Like, a lot of the staff refuses to use a staircase at the end of the third floor hallway because of the unsettling feeling that comes over them if they walk there. Loud bangs outside the doors in the middle of the night. You know, people that are staying at the hotel complain of hearing. And then, you know, people that have snapped pictures see ghostly apparitions in pictures. So there's been a lot. The laundry room seems to be a hot spot for activity, they said. There seems to just be a lot of things here.
Is it still open?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Because I didn't know if that was a long time ago. Maybe she had done that investigation.
No, I'm looking at their, there's a website for it. I'm on Haunted Rooms. And it's a place that you can book haunted hotel rooms.
I'm going to see if I can get them on to do an episode of the Grave Talks. That would be fun.
Yeah. There is a website called Haunted Rooms for booking haunted hotels.
Where is that hotel in relation to if you and I were to take a road trip to Chicago, because we are planning one for next summer? Can we stop by?
Well, let me take a look here. You know what? It's close to St. Louis, it shows.
Oh, and that's where Kathy and I want to go to a paranormal convention next summer. I think it's in June. And that's by St. Louis, too. Well, let's check it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to stay there, though, to be real.
Oh, we should. We should totally stay there. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? We get up and leave. We've done that.
We've done that before.
In the middle of the night. At hotels that are so haunted, people don't even question why you're leaving.
I had an interview this week, another one, for the Grave Talks about... I can't remember where they were staying, but it was so haunted that people were physically being pulled out of bed. Like, that to me, what's the worst that can happen? Being physically pulled out of bed. Like, that, I would be traumatized for a very long time.
Trying to throw me off the balcony, that would be one.
that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be bad.
So there are some bad things that can happen.
True, true. But I think it would be, it looks like it's still fairly original too, as far as the look of it. It looks really cool.
Well, and if you're going to go do a paranormal investigation, it sounds like they got their money's worth there.
Yeah.
There's some activity. Well, let's go to a call. Here you go.
Hi, this is Lisa from Twin Lakes, Colorado. I purchased a home in Wisconsin, which is in a little town called Woodland. And I purchased that in 2002. It was purchased from two older ladies that had lived there since they were, I believe, 1904 was the family when they built it. It was built with an Italian theme, beautiful woodwork, huge 3,000 square foot farmhouse, and I decided to renovate it. So I'm living there by myself, and I lived there for a year and a half. And during that duration of time, I encountered a couple different things. The woman that had built it with her husband was named Dina, and she had two daughters and a son. And often what would happen is I would hear knocks at the back door, clear as day. My two Australian shepherds would acknowledge it. And, of course, I'd open the door, nobody. I also would get the very heavy boots upstairs going across the floor, just walking, pacing, would go upstairs, no one would be there. This would happen so often, and I didn't understand completely what was going on at the time. I thought it was raccoons, whatnot, that I actually would go sleep on the front porch. Once I rectified my brain that, okay, obviously there's spirits here, I just kind of acknowledge them in a good way. I didn't feel like they were malevolent, but I would get this where I'd be cooking at the stove in the kitchen, and in the corner, I could see outside of like the corner of my eye, someone standing there, an older German looking woman with her white apron on, and she would just be looking at me. And as soon as I gave it peripheral vision, she would disappear. So I had someone come to the house to bless some of the spirits on. I was told that there was at least 4 spirits in the home and a couple left, but we did the whole protocol and some still remain. So it's interesting. Like, you know, some choose to leave and some choose to not, even though they were given the same kind of ceremony with sage and go to the light. So I think it's an interesting concept to think about two ideas here. Why, when we give it peripheral vision, does the spirit dissipate and you can't see it anymore? And then the second question is, if you do the same ceremony, some are ready to go to the light and they do, but I didn't really want any of them there anymore. And the other 3 kind of just still decided to stay, which was fine because I eventually sold the house and whatnot. But yeah, I think they're probably still there to this day. Anyways, you have a lovely show. Thank you for all you do and have a fabulous day.
So what are your thoughts on that one?
Wow, some good questions there. Let's start with the why do spirits dissipate? Why can't you just turn and see them? And that's a great question. I don't know that I have an answer for that. Why you could kind of, and it's interesting to me that her peripheral, she saw it so clearly, because in my peripheral, I get a sense something's there and I might catch colors, you know, get a sense of the shape, man, woman, kind of, you know, like in general, but I can't say that it's an old German woman in an apron.
That I thought was interesting because it was so specific. She obviously had a good look.
Yeah. I mean, could you, do you get that much from your periphery?
You know, I have never seen an actual apparition. I have, you know, there's been times in my life where I've seen something turn my head and there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that, but not to where I would have ever seen that much.
I've had a lot of peripheral activity, and normally I can kind of pinpoint it to something that's happening at that time. Like, you know, somebody passed away that I was close to. And then I will get these shadows kind of on the side, feel like somebody darted past, you know, mm-hmm. really quickly or mm-hmm. something like that. Lasts for a few days and then it's gone. And I can feel it's gone at that point. But to have something be so strike, like so realistic as you look at it, I'd like to know if we have other listeners that feel that way too, that they've seen things and they could tell you like so clearly, like to identify an old German woman.
Yeah,
that's the one that surprised me, that you know you could get these kind of features and that's seeing something really well. Now why would it dissipate when you turn to look at it?
I would think that it
other
just,
than it doesn't want to be seen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know, that it is recognized now that you've seen it. And so it, you know, disappears so that you don't have a confrontation with it.
And maybe that's all it wanted was to be seen. And you did. And it's like, I'm here.
Or to not be seen. I just want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. And I think another time, sometimes I think maybe spirits can be surprised that we do see them.
I think so too.
And maybe that,
I think that's true.
You know, makes them disappear too. That, because I don't think everybody can see them that are around us. And when we do, I wonder if that takes those spirits somewhat by surprise. And then, I don't want to say it allows them, but they dissipate because of that,
mm-hmm.
because they've been seen, and that's not really the intent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and that's one of the questions you can never answer when it comes to the paranormal, the whys, the hows, the there's no mm-hmm. good answers for that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
she had a different question too.
I can kind of go back
to ideas here. Why, when we give it peripheral vision, does the spirit dissipate and you can't see it anymore? And then the second question is, if you do the same ceremony, some are ready to go to the light and they do, but I didn't really want any of them there anymore. And the other three kind of just still decided to stay.
So I guess it's, why do some people go to the light and others don't?
I don't know. Do we sometimes think we have too much control? Like that saging will actually get rid of some? Does that make sense? Like that we somehow have the power to do that? I'm not sure that we do. Maybe our intent is to helps them cross more than using other things. I don't know. Maybe sage. But I don't think it would work all the time is what I mean.
No,
right?
No. And I think that, who knows, once again, that if you're a spirit, there's a reason. And mm-hmm. I think that some are connected to this earth because there's a reason. And it might be, mm-hmm. Who was I talking to this week? It was a Grave Talks one, because I had several interviews this week there, but about how this woman wanted her story told and mm-hmm. that she never had her story told. She had died like in the 20s or something and never made the newspaper. Nobody ever knew what happened to her. And this psychic goes in and she felt like she had uncovered this woman's story. Well, maybe that's what you want. Maybe in life something had happened that you just want to be acknowledged and you want that story out there. And until that story is out there mm-hmm. or until the attachment that you have goes away, you can't just mm-hmm. sage isn't going to get rid of you.
That's what I think too. I mean, I think if people aren't ready to go to the light, that's what I mean, is that I don't know that sage is going to do that.
Yeah.
And if we, you know, we'll look at, like you said, this woman wanted her story told, or there could be other reasons, but one of them is maybe the spirit feels like they need to stay to protect the home, protect the people, protect family, protect, you know what I mean? So there might be some reason that the spirit feels like it needs to stay to, you know, do something. Maybe they're there to guide somebody. There might be some bigger purpose than we're aware of.
And you know
that a spirit would still be here.
The other thing too is that there's residual hauntings. So you mm-hmm. might be seeing a residual haunting, and they say that you can see apparitions in residual hauntings, but and that could have been what we experienced as a kid with the footsteps walking down the stairs and around that balcony.
Mm-hmm.
It might have just been a residual haunting that we're just hearing it because something happened at that time of night. So it mm-hmm. might not be anything you can get rid of. Because they say that the residual haunting, that haunting is unaware of you and they're unaffected by you. It's like mm-hmm. that's their own little loop they're in mm-hmm. and you just kind of walked in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that could be some of it too.
Uh-huh. I think there could be different reasons, mm-hmm. you know. And sometimes I think we also fail to take into consideration maybe a spirit was sent here on purpose to have, and there's a reason they're here. Maybe they need to right a wrong. Maybe they need to help somebody with something. Maybe, you know, maybe they have to do something before they can move on. They feel like they have to fix something.
So now the question is, what did the German lady want?
I know. Was she just like in the kitchen and going through her kitchen details and you were in the way?
I don't know. It's interesting. I wish I could just say, here's the answer to that question. But
now I do think she said originally she was blaming it on other things, which we do that, right? We rationalize it out. So we go, no, it's nothing like it's, you know, this, it's animals, it's whatever. Though I got to tell you, sometimes the idea of having critters running around in my attic is not any more helpful to me,
no.
You know, thinking I've got a raccoon, how do I trap that or whatever. But with that said, I'm thinking she was so brave because then she saw, she began to see things, and that, whew, I'm telling you, that's hard to live, especially by yourself.
God, no shit. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.